Hello and welcome to Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. With Donald Trump having accused the Democrat running for the U.S. Senate in Alabama of being soft on crime, we will begin with an analysis of the difference between Judge Roy Moore and the former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones in terms of their approach to law enforcement, with Moore having a record on the Alabama Supreme Court of siding with those accused of sexual crimes, while Doug Jones is famous for successfully prosecuting two Ku Klux Klansmen for the church bombing that killed four black girls, as well as convicting Eric Rudolph for the bombing of an Alabama abortion clinic, along with targeting voter fraud, drug dealers, and corrupt police. Joyce White Vance, a distinguished visiting lecturer in law at the University of Alabama School of Law, who served as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama for 8 years, and prior to that was an assistant U.S. Attorney in Birmingham, Alabama for 18 years, joins us. She will discuss the role of the fired White House strategist Steve Bannon, who was campaigning with Moore, and what it will mean for the alt-right movement and those bent on destroying the administrative state to have their candidate in the U.S. Senate, which Roy Moore alone could grind to a halt. Then we'll look into reports that Eric Prince and Oliver North are lobbying the White House to set up a private sector off-the-books alternative to the CIA as a way around what Donald Trump sees as the deep state that is out to get him. While this could be dismissed as a fantasy of the founder of the mercenary army Blackwater, if Trump were to appoint Senator Tom Cotton as head of the CIA, it could quickly become a reality. Publisher, journalist, filmmaker, and explorer Robert Young Pelton, author of License to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror, and a former biographer of Eric Prince, joins us. Then finally, we'll speak with Chamtoli Huck, a Bangladeshi-American lawyer with Law at the Margins in New York City, about how the attempted suicide bombing at the busy Port Authority bus terminal in New York City this morning by a Bangladeshi immigrant, Nakayed Ullah, might impact the Bangladeshi community of drivers, food vendors, retail workers, and newspaper sellers. We will discuss a climate of fear and scapegoating on the rise in the Trump era, in which Muslims and Latinos have been vilified and targeted. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back looking into reports that Eric Prince and Oliver North are lobbying the White House to set up a private sector off-the-books alternative to the CIA as a way around what Donald Trump sees as the deep state that is out to get him. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back speaking with a Bangladeshi-American lawyer about how the attempted suicide bombing in New York by a Bangladeshi immigrant might impact the Bangladeshi community. And joining us now is Joyce White Vance, distinguished visiting lecturer in law at the University of Alabama School of Law. She served as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama for 8 years under Barack Obama, and prior to that served as an assistant United States Attorney in Birmingham, Alabama for 18 years. Welcome to Background Briefing, Joyce White Vance.
Thanks for having me.
And you must know Doug Jones, right, from... He was also a U.S. attorney.
I do know Doug Jones. I worked for Doug when he was the U.S. attorney and knew him before that. Birmingham is a really small town.
So how did it strike you when President Trump said that this U.S. attorney, a colleague of yours, Doug Jones, who's running against Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate in Alabama, when he said that Doug Jones was soft on crime?
Well, that was clearly an outsider's view. The president is not from Alabama, doesn't know Alabama, doesn't know Doug Jones. And anyone who's spent time, who's lived in Alabama, knows that Doug Jones is, in fact, very tough on crime, tough on drugs, tough on violent crime. He was a U.S. attorney. He had a reputation for making the hard cases. He also focused on civil rights and protecting citizens. So the idea that someone who's not from here and doesn't know Jones's record would call him soft on crime, I don't think that that resonated with Alabama voters.
And the extent to which he is a hero, one would think so, to the African-American community down there, which is a large part of the vote. I spoke the other day with Diane McWhorter, who wrote a book about coming home to Birmingham And she's also, well, she's very close, apparently, to Doug Jones. She suggested to me that in many ways, when Doug Jones voters use the word Democrat, that's also a buzzword for black. Is that how much the Republicans see the Democratic Party in Alabama? That's actually an African-American party?
Something that I've found distressing about this race is the effort to paint people with a broad brush. And so people in Alabama are like people every place else in the world. They're complex. They're individuals. I think it would be wrong to say that everybody views Democrats as black voters, because they don't. Democrats are young, progressive, black and white professionals. Increasingly, they're Hispanics and Asians. There are certainly some folks who would like to use this old, outmoded racial animus in an effort to get people to not vote Democratic. I would say, if anything, there's been strong party identification in this race, and an effort by people in the leadership of both parties to try and preserve that strong party identification among voters.
Well, anecdotally, I've heard that there are lots of Doug Jones yard signs and not too many Roy Moore yard signs. I don't know if that tells you a lot, but what are you seeing on the ground down there, Joyce?
You know, so it's funny that you ask that. I drove down my street, which is a real long street, this morning, and there was an unbroken stretch of Doug Jones signs. And I saw one sign off to the left that said Moore on it. And I thought, wow, that's surprising. It's only the second sign that I've seen for Moore. But as I got closer, I realized what it said was no Moore. So it was actually, you know, a Doug Jones sign in a different guise. Jones is definitely winning the battle of the yard signs in this one.
So, you know, it's extraordinary to think that somebody that with his record could be in any way vilified, particularly by the President of the United States, as being soft on crime. I mean, he also, didn't he work against this Eric Rudolph, who was convicted in 2001 for bombing an Alabama abortion clinic?
Yeah, in January of 1998, Eric Rudolph bombed a women's health care clinic in Birmingham. Doug Jones did something that most U.S. attorneys don't do. Doug was on the scene of the bombing within minutes of it happening, ran the investigation from the early days, coordinated with FBI, with ATF, with state and locals, and really ran a very effective operation that quickly identified the bomber and put together a case that, although it had to be, it had to await Rudolph being brought to justice because he successfully fled, but put together an airtight case that was used to bring Rudolph to justice.
And how much was Rudolph in that kind of world of horror and ugliness that we saw marching in Charlottesville recently?
You know, hard to say. Rudolph is someone who is self-radicalized beyond the point where even right-wing Christian groups that he had belonged to and had been in and out of, beyond the point where even they were willing to claim him.
Well, the other issue then being anti-abortion, isn't that very much a part of Roy Moore's platform in running against Doug Jones? I mean, that...
I think you're exactly right. The abortion issue is very important to voters down here. But today at lunch, I heard from a friend who's a Republican that her sense is that one vote one way or the other in the Senate really won't influence the abortion issue. Roe versus Wade is the law. We are where we are. And she said to me, you know, the goal is we all want abortion to be safe, rare, and legal. Doug Jones's policies will get us a lot closer to a world where that's the case than someone like Roy Moore. And that, I think, is a very sophisticated analysis, because for values voters, ensure a world that's friendly to women and their Jones's policies are a lot closer to where they'd like their communities to be than Roy Moore, who, for instance, doesn't believe in birth control, doesn't think women should have the right to vote, certainly doesn't support health care, doesn't support reinstating the CHIP program, which is a vital link if we're going to create a world in which abortion is unnecessary.
And again, I'm speaking with Joyce White Vance, who's a distinguished visiting lecturer in law at the University of Alabama School of Law. She served as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama for 8 years under Barack Obama, and prior to that served as an Assistant United States Attorney in Birmingham for 18 years. Now, shortly after the Washington Post revealed Roy Moore's alleged behavior, particularly with a 14-year-old girl, then, of course, since then, there was the floodgates have opened with all kinds of other women coming forward and evidence that Moore himself was banned from the mall where he would go trolling, looking for high school girls. There's something very peculiar about that whole thing. And he does seem to be kind of acting in that same sort of psychological bubble that Jerry Sandusky inhabits, where there's total denial in the face of enormous amounts of evidence. But nevertheless, the first time he went public after these charges, he was at a church where he quickly dismissed the charges as a Democratic hit job and then said, let me talk about the issues. And then he went on to say, in 1963, they banned, the Supreme Court banned prayer in school. And in 1965, they gave away special rights. Well, if those are his two priorities, the latter is clearly an indication that he doesn't agree with the 1965 Voting Rights Act. So how much do you think, Joyce Vance, that Roy Moore is a kind of unreconstructed racist?
Well, I wouldn't want to pass on anyone else's views in that area. I think what's safe to say is that Moore is not a supporter of the Voting Rights Act, which is, of course, incredibly important in ensuring that everyone in our community who's entitled to can exercise their right to vote. He is on record in a 2011 interview stating that he believes that everything in the amendments to the United States Constitution after the original Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, is unnecessary. And that would, of course, include voting rights for African Americans and voting rights for women. So he has, I think, made clear what his views are in that area.
Well, is he a theocrat?
You know, again, Moore expresses a clear, compelling, to his own mind, to his own way of thinking, point of view, that God's law trumps the United States. And that is, of course, contrary to the rule of law, contrary to every oath that we take as public servants in this country to uphold the Constitution. Alabama's senior Senator Richard Shelby gave an interview earlier this week where he said that one of the reasons he could not support Moore was because of his failure to support the rule of law. That's a really important sticking point down here, because you hear many people in Alabama expressing support for Moore's view that it's okay for Moore to violate the law because God's law, which Moore knows, is more important than the laws of the United States. And that, of course, would make it very difficult for someone to take their oath as a senator and uphold the Constitution. Having gone on record and been removed from the Alabama Supreme Court twice for violating that oath.
Well, is that why Senator Shelby on Sunday said we can do better than Roy Moore, and said he was going to vote for a write-in? I don't think he said who he was going to write in, but he's going to write in somebody. And also Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, has made it clear that he doesn't want Roy Moore in the Senate. Is that to do with the way the Senate operates? Because my fear is that if you have a theocrat like Roy Moore, who's demonstrated his disregard for the rule of law, the Senate is a place where just one U.S. senator can basically grind the place to a halt.
You know, the Senate as an entity really depends upon collaboration among its members to get anything accomplished. We see that in practice in these last few years. Moore is not someone who's known for collaboration. He is someone who likes to give orders and have them followed. And so that's really in sharp opposition to Jones, who has indicated throughout this campaign that he intends to reach across the aisle. He has a strong track record from his time as U.S. attorney of being able to work with people in the other political party. And so there's a very sharp contrast for Alabama voters in terms of how these two would function in the Senate. I think Senator Shelby, when he made his comments, talked a little bit about that, about his concerns about lack of collegiality and willingness to work with others, but also was quick to say that he was concerned about the message that a Moore victory would send for the business environment, as well as for the rule of law type issues that are so important here.
So just in the last couple of minutes then, Joyce Vance, what do you think is going on with Stephen Bannon, who's championed Roy Moore's candidacy, still apparently communicates with Trump regularly, might well have gotten Trump to do robocalls and do that rally down there in Pensacola and go all out for Roy Moore? His choices have been pretty bizarre. There's Chemtrails Kelly in Arizona, a convicted felon in upstate New York, Frost to Freeze. Mitch McConnell said, you know, that this is a guy that picks losing candidates. If Roy Moore wins, isn't it going to be a massive victory for Stephen Bannon and everything that he stands for?
So Moore seems to be Bannon's creature at this point. Bannon has been on the campaign trail with him at a slew of rallies and events, is with him today in Midland. But Moore is campaigning in places that you don't usually see Alabama Republicans. And so he and Bannon are out looking for support in places like Walker County, in places like Dora, Alabama, where Moore is seeking to appeal to voters who he believes are in his base. But they're staying away from places that Republicans usually draw strong support, the wealthy suburbs in Birmingham, and other large cities where business interests and concerns predominate. Bannon has certainly been successful in seeing his candidates elected, starting with the president. I think we'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out if Alabama voters are willing to listen to an outside strategist over a proven Alabama law enforcement figure.
Well, it's hard to understand what's going on in the country in general. And I know you're a regular on MSNBC, continuing being asked about what's going on with the Mueller probe. My sense is that the signals that we're getting from the White House and from the White House lawyers indicate they keep saying as though there's an artificial deadline at the end of the year for Mueller to wrap up his investigation. That strikes me as possibly an artificial deadline that they are creating at the White House in order to say, well, he hasn't finished up and we're going to can him. And you can see that Rupert Murdoch, who speaks with Trump every day, I'm told, his Fox News are beginning a kind of jihad, an organized campaign to delegitimize this Vietnam War hero, former Marine Republican who served honorably for both Republican and Democratic administrations. And nobody's ever questioned his integrity until now. But you've got people like Sean Hannity saying the most outrageous things about him as though he's the devil incarnate. So to my sense, the sliming of Robert Mueller is just beginning.
Well, you know, when the special counsel appointment was made to Mueller, it did not come with any sort of a deadline. I don't think Mueller will feel compelled to stick to an artificial deadline. And as you, I think, correctly point out, Mueller has been in government service for decades. He has been typically appointed by the Republican Party, but he is respected by Democrats as well. If Mueller were to be fired, I think that we would be looking at a serious constitutional crisis, and I would hope that the lions of the Senate and up in the House would come forward to support the rule of law.
Well, just in closing, though, if Roy Moore wins, will that be a blow to all the decent people of goodwill in this country that believe in justice and truth and the American way, the idea that a child molester, a theocrat, a man who is going to probably grind the Senate to a halt, is elected over a guy that you know who's been a champion of law and order and decency, and he's been a fighter for regular folks?
Well, I'm counting on the good people of Alabama to make conscientious decisions when they vote tomorrow. They have a stark contrast. There are issues that are important to people in Alabama on both sides of this race. But again, you know, we started talking about the fact that people don't really come in one-size-fits-all packaging, and people are complex and they're individuals. People in Alabama want to see their children grow up and live good lives, and tomorrow's election will be about what that future will look like.
Well, Joyce White-Vance, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, I've been speaking with Joyce White-Vance, who's a distinguished visiting lecturer in law at the University of Alabama School of Law. She served as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama for 8 years under Barack Obama, and prior to that served as an Assistant United States Attorney in Birmingham, Alabama, for 18 years. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back looking into reports that Eric Prince and Oliver North are lobbying the White House to set up a private sector off-the-books alternative to the CIA as a way around what Donald Trump sees as the deep state that is out to get him.